Lord God, this night. First of all, Lord, I want to thank you for just being who you are and for loving us. And I want to thank you, Lord, for these people who are here tonight and who faithfully attend. And Lord, I thank you that you have things stored up for them they have never dreamed of before. So Lord, I'm asking you to help us dream bigger. Reveal, Lord God, things that you have for us. When we read it in your word, Lord God, it belongs to us. Help us, Lord, to claim that and to walk it out so that we can do more for the kingdom, have more to do. We give you praise for it. And Lord, I thank you for each one that's here tonight. They're definitely warriors for you. And just thank you so very, very much. And Lord, after we have our music, Lord God, we'll get into the word. We ask for the anointing, Lord God, to do what you've asked us to do tonight. And Lord God, that the spirit of seeing and knowing, wisdom and revelation would arise. And Father God, that we would go higher and farther and deeper into the things of God. That we would know, that we would flow, and that we would grow in the things of God. And Lord God, that my desire, and I know your desire too, Lord, is for us to be children of God and to be disciples of Christ. And that's what you call us to do from day one, to teach your people faith, how to live in victory. And Lord God, that all begins with Jesus. And it also ends in Jesus. He's all of it. So Lord, I thank you for it. What a wonderful ride. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said amen. Praise amen. God. Now, Father, as we have this song, Lord God, we thank you that we, at one time and one accord, agree and worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. And that the word of God will be known as true and manifested in all of our lives. Debbie, there's going to be fruit come on your tree, your life. Fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the gifts of the Spirit. Things that you've been holding on to. You're pretty fruitful, but it's going to be a lot more. It's time to enjoy some of that. God's giving it to you. Hallelujah. Claim that. Claim that. Hallelujah. 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 There is an increase, Felicia, on your life. There's an increase in your livelihood, in your work, an increase in monies, increase in this and that. God's going to put you in places so you can be blessed and not have to work so hard. But we are going to have to work. We always have to work. But God is putting you there. He's going to set you free of living here to live here. Amen. And that goes for all of us. Let's all claim it, because God wants us all to increase. But I had a word for you, or God had a word for you. So you look up, girl. Expect something good to happen to Felicia. Okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. We're glad to have Lacey with us tonight. Andrew's better half. You can pay me later, Lacey. But it's good to see you both. And Jeddo's here. Glory to God. And who is that right back there? I look like John Max to me. Is that who you are? Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. And I tell you what, they have two boys, and they both are miracles. They are both miracles. And we thank God for that. And you look around this room, we're all miracles, or we wouldn't have survived this long. Amen? Praise God. Where the snow is, the rug. Yeah. I said, Jetta, what you got in the cup? Chips. He pulled one out and said, look, that's a boat. It did look like a boat. And he said, you can have it. Now, I've done business with Jetta before. I said, can I eat it? He said, no. And I said, okay, buddy, we're understanding each other now. So anyway, okay, Andy, thank you.
move past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy.
Praise God. The heavenly Holy of Holies. Remember the story in the Bible, parts of the temple, and the holy place, the inner holy place, the Holy of Holies. You could only go in there in great precaution. Only a high priest could go in after going through procedure. And they would tie a rope around his leg in case he was in there unclean. And he died because flesh could not stand in the presence of God. They could drag him out. Think about it. But yet, because of what Jesus did, the temple now is inside. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. He resides in us in glory. Amen? How much did God love? What did God do? He tore the veil, allowed us all to enter in. And he would have access into us. wow. Before, it was such a great precaution. With fear and trembling, you would approach that. But now, we come boldly to the throne of God to find help in time of need. The throne of grace to find help in time of need. A little bit of a shift in the atmosphere, wasn't it? When Jesus said, "It is finished." Yeah. And on the third day, yes. Here I am. Amen. Glory to God, y'all. I'm so glad I did not live in the Old Testament. I don't like camels. I don't like walking in the desert forever. I don't like digging wells. Amen? Hallelujah. I like what we got. It's going to get better, Judy. Because one day when we step over, boom. You think it's nice here? The most beautiful day on planet Earth is like the worst day in heaven. The old song, Unclouded Day. We ought to sing that. Why do you want to sing that for us? We'll get Willie Nelson to sing it for us. Unclouded Day. Hallelujah. There'll be no clouds in heaven. Hallelujah. God's good. We had in prayer a while ago, Lord, the Holy Spirit was just bouncing off the wall with us and doing great things. And the Lord spoke through Dina concerning our angels. And we all have one. Most of us got two. And we have access to many, many others. Hebrews says that they're all ministering spirits for us who love the Lord, who are His children. And, of course, as you grow, you get in a situation you may have, you may need more help. Look at your neighbor and say, "You need more help." Call the angels, glory to God. And we can do that. We forget about it. We don't think about it. And we need to. And the angels, unless you're speaking the word of God and commanding them to take charge or to do whatever you need them to do for you, they're just standing there with their hands folded. And so we put them to work a while ago, and they went out. And they're, what I liked too was one thing, they're out there doing stuff all the time. Let's just keep our faith out there. Thank you, angels. Thank you, angels, that you're doing everything, helping God meet everything that I need. Amen? For life and ministry. Okay? So, Dina, get the mic up. Jay, she has something to share. After we prayed and gave charge to the angels, and don't let that trip you up. Because sometimes who am I to tell God's angels what to do? You're a child of God. This is what you are supposed to do. You are seated with the Son of God, the Son of God, in heavenly places. We have authority to do these things. Because I'm going to tell you, without heavenly help, we're not going to make it very far. Amen? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And everybody needs to be full of the Holy Ghost with devils are speaking in tongues. Could I have a little amen on that? It's more than ever, ever needed right now. And so thank God for that. But also, we need to get the angels involved in our lives, in our work, everything about us. Amen. We need heaven's prosperity in our lives. Right? So we can do what the kingdom asks us to do and to fill our hearts. So when we disperse the angels, Dina's going to share what she saw in the Spirit. Or in other things, whatever.
That song was playing just now, talking about the Holy of Holies. I saw in my spirit when the angels left the chapel out there a while ago, there was a shift in the atmosphere when they all flew out. And it wasn't just one for each one of us. It was many for each one of us. And when they flew out, it was felt. And it was felt deeply and mostly by the people who are not here tonight. The people that were here this morning that were not here tonight know that something happened here tonight. Something very special. And they're going to want to be a part of it. But when our angels are out there now, right now, for whatever it was that we asked for, sitting out there a while ago, they're about to bring it to pass in our lives.
Yes.
The jobs, the money, the spouse, the just the friend, the body part that you need, the new tissue that you need somewhere in your body, it's up there in heaven waiting on us to call it down. And the angels have gone to get those things in heaven. There's a big bank account in heaven. Right. There's a jobs in heaven.
Right.
There's new vehicles in heaven. There's new homes in heaven, and the angels have left to go get them. And y'all that weren't in the chapel now, here's your opportunity. Your angels are standing beside you like this with their hands folded. They're bored. They need something to do. So now is your chance to tell your angel what you want, claim it in Jesus' name, and send your angel out now. So let's just bow our heads. In your spirit, claim those that thing or those things that you need most from heaven. Because the Bible says, on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
On earth as it is in heaven. On earth, we can have all those things here now tonight.
Yes.
So claim that you need. In Jesus' name, angels, go!
Go!
Go now!
Thank you.
And minister for each person here. Cause those things or that thing that they need to come in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, angels, for the hard work.
Yes.
Thank you for protecting us. Thank you that we're alive to have another service inside this building.
Right.
Thank you for protecting our pastors. Thank you for protecting our church.
Thank you.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woo!
You know, angels can travel at the speed of light.
Ooh, that's good. That's true.
So that makes time irrelevant to us.
Right. Right.
Because I assure you, there's things we release that we should have asked for a long time ago.
Right. Right.
They're not on some slow boat. They're moving at the speed of light.
Right.
Woo! They're immediately up with us. And they're immediately upon the throne of grace, rejoicing and praising their Creator.
Right. Praise God. Praise God.
And I am fed up with living in the land of just enough.
Yeah. Woo, somebody write that down. Let's say that. I'm fed up.
I'm fed up.
With living.
With living.
In the land.
Of the land.
Of just enough.
Of just enough.
Amen.
It is time for more than enough.
Time for more than enough. Yeah. Amen?
Because when you're in the land of just enough, you're concerned with your needs. Well, my needs are met. I'm all right. Or is he going to come in this month? Well, maybe one day I can have that. It's now. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, 23rd Psalm says, and I shall not want. If you got plenty, you don't want. You look at your neighbor and say, I got plenty. You got plenty. We all have plenty. God's got plenty. And I'm going to join air with Him. Woo-hoo! Glory to God.
You can't harvest spiritually in the land of just enough.
You cannot.
Like you're supposed to. Amen?
Right.
Because you'll confess, thinking you're confessing faith, confessing out of faith, and you're really confessing out of fear.
That's right.
But no more.
No more.
We'll confess out of faith. Because our angels are gone and they're coming back, and we can send them again.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time to be fed up. It is time to be fed up. Why does God need us rich and prosperous?
To preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel and to show the world how to properly handle
That's right.
money.
That's That's right.
It's the least of things. It's the least of things. If we can't trust Him with our finances, we got to that's little faith, trusting God with it for finances.
Yeah.
This is a place of great faith.
Yes.
This is a place of faith of more than enough.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. It's time for prosperity.
Amen.
Like never before. Amen. It's time for prosperity to be preached.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
We haven't sown, not to harvest. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. We haven't sown, not to harvest.
That's right. That's right.
We don't tithe out of fear. Like, oh, if I don't tithe, I'll get devoured. No. We tithe because we can't get devoured.
Glory to God.
And we don't tithe as a thank you.
No.
We tithe for what's ahead.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
God wants to be our CFO. Amen.
Yeah.
God wants us to manage our finances, all right? He don't want to just take control over it, just like anything else. Amen?
That's right.
He wants to equip us. He has equipped us to manage it, okay?
Right.
And do the right thing. But right. He wants to be our CFO.
Yes.
He wants to give us the wisdom about how to do it.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Woo. God's good. Whew. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's God's will. So let's get with the program. Amen.
That's not a pipe dream.
No, it's not a pipe dream. It's a truth.
It is.
It's truth. Absolute truth.
And some of us, we've been believing for something for so long. Well, that's not right either.
That's right. That's right. If God is the beginning and the end, He's already got everything you need, everything you desire, everything that's supposed to be yours to handle and to do with, to promote His will in your life. He's already given it. So what do I have to do? Reach into heaven and take it out with the hand of the Spirit, which is the words of your mouth. You can't physically do that. You can do it to sort of help your faith a little bit, but with your words, take it. Amen.
You know, I keep thinking God told Peter to go fish so he could to pay taxes.
Right.
And have you ever gone fishing and not caught anything?
Oh, yeah, I have. Mike, have you?
Last week.
They were fishing last week and didn't catch it.
Didn't catch anything.
But had fun.
But Peter caught something. And what he caught, had what to meet the deed was inside of what he caught. Amen?
Amen.
God doesn't send us out for empty promises. Amen?
Amen.
That tax was due at a certain time.
Yeah. Right.
Amen?
Right.
And He sent him to fish at a certain time.
Right.
Now, we know Peter had fished before and not caught anything, right?
Right.
He had toiled all night.
Yeah.
Didn't caught a thing. So when God sends you out, you catch. And your prosperity is in the catch. Woo. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I'm just thinking, you know, Peter. We talk about Peter when, you know, when they had the great catch, that, you know, he didn't believe. Well, I don't believe that, because he had been listening to Jesus preach, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
But what he didn't believe is just how much and how big and how more than enough God wanted to bless him.
Right.
He said, "We'll let down the nets." He probably thought they'd catch a little something.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe have a little fish fry. You know, his church was over there. Everybody was hungry. And it started sinking their boats. So he called for more boats. More than enough.
That's right. Praise God. Praise God. More than enough.
More than enough. It's time to stop toiling and fretting.
Yes.
Because they toiled all night and didn't catch anything. That'll burn up your dreams. Yeah. Burn them up. Absolutely consume them. I'm not going to toil and fret anymore, though. Because I'm sinking my toes into the soil of the land of more than enough.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I don't think we've begun to imagine the dreams that God's going to put in our hearts. How difficult is it for God to give us a dream home or a new vehicle?
Not hard.
Or a piece of property. Or to make our business prosperous.
Right.
How hard is that? How difficult is it for me to perceive that I can have multiple homes?
Right.
Land all over the place.
Yeah.
Cars and planes to get me to and fro.
Yeah.
How much?
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Prosperity. We've tried to understand prosperity through the eyes of the world. Yeah. And that's just simply not right.
No. It's not comparable.
Mm-mm. God's prosperity cannot be taken away.
Amen.
My edge is sharp. And I don't lose my edge. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I was just thinking as you said that a lot of times people win the lottery or they make a lot of money. And well, I talked to Jay about this afternoon. He was watching a ball game. One of the ball players has been playing for many years and had been paid millions of dollars. And I read about 2 weeks ago, he's completely broke. Wow. Completely broke. You see, and we have that attitude too about God. When God gives you something, it's yours. It's eternal. And you can add two and add two and add two. Amen. Praise God. Do you have something to add?
You know, we do this all by faith. And sometimes we make it hard trying to do it by faith. I know I do. But you know, as God blesses us and we have visions, why do you want to be rich or have more than enough? You know, we put different limits on God. Oh, I need to have such and such, because when I get it, I'm going to do something with God. Let me tell you, God says tonight we need to start where we are.
Yeah.
That's faith.
Right.
You start where you are. I know there's probably everyone in here that God has told you to do something, but God, I can't. And I'm not telling you to go out and get in debt. to do what God told you. That's stupid. Just stupid. But I'm telling you, I know in my heart that there's some things in here that God has told us to do that we could do, but God, that's going to take away my comfort zone. You know, that's my little nest egg, and I don't want to bother that. I've got that invested, God, so I can do for you. Let me tell you, it's time to let go and let God. It's a time to step up higher and higher and higher and higher. How do we do it? By faith. We do it by faith. You know, if you got $300,000 in the bank, trust me, I don't. You know, it's easy to give $1,000 to somebody. But if you got $3,000 in the bank and somebody tells you to give them $1,500, oh, that stretches me. But does God's word work? Yeah. Does it work on what we give? It'll be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know, I catch myself sometimes. I put more faith on one scripture than I do the other. I like this scripture, God. I'm going to believe. I'm going to get back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But I don't like that part. It says, give and it'll be given unto you. Give and it'll be given unto you. Give and it'll be given unto you. It's time to step up, Jay. Step up. Step up.
Yeah. Faith without actions is dead.
That's right. You're on right on target. Praise God.
And
right on target.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And dead dreams is nothing more than dead faith.
Amen.
That means we just didn't act enough on our God-given dream.
Amen. Amen.
Angels are moving at the speed of light.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
This is something that happened last week, and it's really kind of insignificant in a way, but not insignificant. Last Sunday we were doing a special offering, and I'd forgotten that it was special offering, and so I thought, oh goodness, and I remembered I had a little bit of money. I never carry money in my purse, ever. But I had, for some reason, had a little bit of money in my purse, and it was about like $7. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll just take that and give it, just put it in special offering since I don't have my checkbook with me. And, you know. So Mike and I were out walking this week. We walk every morning on the golf course. And so we're walking along the golf course. Y'all, right in front of us, there was $2. And then a few more feet, there was $5. $7. Now, that $7 is not very much money. Of course it's not. But it was just like, God, I mean, you can just give it to us on the golf course? That's just how good God is.
Amen. I'm glad you brought the golf course up. My friend A.D. Blunt, which you all know probably, and I were in Gulf Shores and went to play golf at a pretty nice place. And it was so nice they unloaded the clubs and put them on the cart for you and the whole deal, except for mine. He loaded AD's, but my bag was so bad he didn't touch it. I got it anyway. But anyway, we got out there and we started to play, and where the first tee was quite a distance from where we had parked and stuff. And he gets to looking, and I get to looking, and he said, Jimmy, we don't have any balls to play with. I said, well, Dennis has had my bag for a while. Let me look in here. There were two range balls, which is just balls you just knock around, and two more balls that were half decent enough to play with. I said, we'll use these. He looked at me like, yeah, right, for one hole, because we're prone to lose balls, not keep them. A good round of golf for me is to play nine holes and not lose any balls. That's a good round for me. Anyway, Well, we got started in about the third hole. We're out of balls. True story. But here we go. Acting like we know what we're doing. I said, hey, D, God's going to supply us. It's going to be two balls laying right up here when we get up there. Amen. We rounded the curve in a concrete gutter, a little ditch. There was two brand new Titleist balls. And we played with those balls. Now, this is, you think that's a miracle? This is the miracle. We play with those two balls the rest of the course and didn't lose any of them to the last hole. And we lost both of them. But we were back close to the car. And AD had a whole dozen of balls in the car. So we went and got them. You know how long they lasted? About three holes. They're all gone. So we quit and came home. But we had fun. And that's just what God wants to do. He will bless you.
Yes, beyond.
But just, that's so insignificant. People really, well, it's just goofy. Well, it worked. It happened. And I mean, and just like Suzanne, I mean, there's $7 laying right there. That'll buy lunch.
Yes.
I've had days when I was traveling, I had to scrape up chains out of my ashtray, which I don't smoke, but our car was so old, it had an ashtray. Just to find change, just to get a coat and pack of nabs. But I did it. God did it. Guess what? God's good. But He wants us to get to the point where we are not only servants of God, but children of God with an inheritance.
Yes.
We have it. God will supply. We got to think like that, and be like that, and speak to it. Lisa, you need to say tonight, and when you get, I got a better job. I'm making so much money, I don't know what to do with. Amen. You may have your own job, your own building, your own work. I don't know. God doesn't intend for us to stay in the spin cycle the rest of our lives. Amen. He wants to prosper us. Praise God.
If you only have one faith project, you don't have enough. You need at least three.
Three faith projects.
Amen. God can handle it.
Jimmy, Ann, and Jay. No, I'm kidding.
So, if you'll stretch out your hands, no.
That's true.
Amen.
Nothing is possible. Nothing is impossible with God. And all things are possible to those that believe. That's in the Bible.
Because you know, if you only got that one, when that harvest comes in, then you're just stuck again.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right. That's right. He wants to put us over the top.
Yeah.
He don't want to just, you know, a guy said, can you loan me $5 just to get by? God don't operate like that. Now, you can talk to God about, God, I need $5, but He said, here's a 20. That's how God works. Amen? Now, you do, but do always do exactly what God tells you to do. Every situation may be a little different, but you obey God. But if He says to give a 20, and it's only a 5, obey God. That's a seed, buddy. And when you need more than enough, He'll have it. This came to me a while ago as Jay was sharing that... God is named in the Old Testament El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. He don't ever run out. Could I have a Raymond Grabjard in here to say amen to Brother Hagin on that? I bet you read that book before, hadn't you? He's a God of more. I can see that book in my mind right now. El Shaddai.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. And when we get to know our God, we'll get to know ourselves and where we belong in Him. Glory to God. Now, we got the offering plate going up here. Woo, glory to God. We're filling up.
There's a lot of immediately's in the Bible.
A lot of what?
Immediately's.
Immediately's, true.
Like we read today, Paul and he got the vision.
Immediately.
And immediately he got up during the night and they went.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I've think, well, God, I want some immediately's in my life.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, if you think about it, most of those immediately's were just being immediately obedient.
That's right. Right. Immediately.
We want to hold immediate thing. I want to hold that cash immediately in my hand.
Right.
No, God says immediately get up and go over there and pray for those people. Immediately get up and read your Bible. Immediately get up and come to church.
Yeah.
Immediately put your faith to action.
Yeah.
Step it up.
Yeah. We get so tangled up when God tells us to do something, all we see is the doing part of it. We don't see the end result. And that's what we need to be looking for. Immediately, the Macedonian call came to Paul at night vision. We need help. Come help us. Immediately, he started making arrangements to go. That's what Jay was referring to. We talked about that this morning. But I have a sneaking idea that Paul didn't say, well, you know, they help him. Like firemen or policemen. Got a call. We got to go. And all we want to do is get there and help somebody, and that's the end of it. No. I got an idea, Paul said. He wants us to come help. We're going to take him the gospel. And the gospel is going to produce all this other stuff. And if you remember, out of this came the church of Philippi. God tells us to do something. Do we see the end result of what God really wants to have happen? Or are we just looking at the giving part, or There's an end to it that's bigger than what we think.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So when Paul said immediately, let's go, I don't know if he knew it. I think maybe he saw something bigger. I mean, he's going to Macedonia, that whole region would open up to the gospel. He didn't see just one little guy over there that needed help with his bills. He saw a whole nation. He saw a whole town. He saw a whole city. He saw a whole family. God wants to bless you so your family can be blessed. Amen.
There's confidence in that word immediately when it's used there. Confidence. There's confidence there. There's not, oh my God, I gotta rush. I gotta just get there as quick as I can. You know, I gotta go. No, there's just a confidence that I'm standing up and I'm doing what God told me to do.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Praise God.
And I think there was a corresponding action to his faith. I'm sure he got up and started gathering things, started moving.
Yeah.
But that immediately happened in his spirit.
Yeah.
When he made the decision, yes, I want to obey God.
Yeah.
That immediately happened then. That confidence dropped in his spirit.
Right. Praise God. Praise God.
You know, we're going to get to a place to where when God tells us to give something, we just give it. Like, he's going to tell us to give a house. We're going to give a house. Give a car, we're going to give a car.
Yeah.
All right? Because things aren't going to have us. Things are not going to have us. We're going to have some things because God wants us to have things.
Right.
He gives us things to enjoy. Yeah. Not to love them, but to enjoy them.
We got to have just as much faith in the sowing, in the harvest, as much as we do in the sowing.
Yeah. Because the land of just enough, when you're in that land of just enough, things can have you. Because you just realize, hey, I've got just enough to sustain me today. But when we step up into the land of more than enough, we have things.
Yeah.
They don't have us. Amen?
Right. Praise God. Praise God.
It's just going to be the things that this church is going to give is going to blow the world's mind.
Amen. Yep.
And for this church to do that, he's got to get it in our hands first.
Right.
So we may blow this church's mind first.
Yeah. Betty said amen.
Diane Jackson.
Count the offering.
God's going to blow my mind, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
You got something to share?
You know, there's a ministry in receiving. And you know, when we give, we can immediately receive back.
Yeah.
And we want Miss Ann and Brother Jimmy to have this all this cash in this basket. We want Miss Ann to receive back what she just gave.
You gotta step up and receive it, baby. Get the microphone, receive it.
Go get your harvest.
Amen. I got immediate harvest. I put money in there too. It's coming already back. And half of that's mine, right, Sharon? Well, it's been my experience. That don't happen very well.
Let me tell you something. I don't need the mic.
Yeah, you do.
This, you know, so many times that, you know, God will say, I love to give. I really do love to give. I love to give. I love to receive, but I love to give. And so many times I'll give, and I might look at the situation. And God said, put your faith on the way it would look right now if you had your heart's desire about something. Just like the other day, and I was doing the church, and Jimmy was, he helped. I couldn't get my, oh yeah, he did the flower arrangements, aren't they beautiful, made all those. I couldn't get my mind focused on the whole picture because I didn't have those candles up there. And God said, it's beautiful now. Just thank me for that. And that's the way we'll do with a project we got. We won't focus on the good part. We focus on what we like. Diane and them mow our yard and bless us, our pastor, bless us so much. Well, it rained so much that they were having to leave a pretty long strip that you couldn't mow. Well, I looked out the other day and I said, golly, Bum, that is so ugly. They just finished mowing the yard. I thought, you selfish thing, you. That is beautiful. They have worked hard on that. What did I look? The part that wasn't just right. And that's where we got to get our faith on. When God tells us to do something, we need to see the finished product, not look at the bad thing. Well, I gave before God, and I never got it back. Yeah, you got it back. He was rebuking the devourer for our sake if he doesn't do anything else. He's doing that. So you can't outgive him. You can't outserve him. Sharon, I know you didn't miss God. Where is she? You didn't miss God, honey. Thank you. I want to tell you, I gave that by faith tonight. I have a little stash back at times, but that right there was by faith. By faith. And my need is met according to his riches in glory. And I challenge you tonight, Jay challenge, we challenge each other to just be obedient.
Be
just fine. One time God told me to give $5. It's been a while back. I said, no, he said, give what you got in your billfold. Well, I looked and all the cash I had was $5. I said, God, who would appreciate $5? He said, I didn't ask you all about it and what I told you to give it. So you obey and don't worry about that. Well, I gave it to a person that night. It was on a Wednesday night. And the person started crying and said, I only had gas to get here. I didn't have gas to get back home. But God told me, you go to church and I'll see your needs are met. $5 was like 50, wasn't it? Or
yeah.
500.
Yeah.
Main thing, the need was met.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you cannot outgive God. It's got, y'all the best. Y'all
Amen.
Are the best, the
Amen.
Best, the best. You know why God had this ordained tonight? For the angels to go to work for us, for us to give and sow. Because he's wanting to bless us. He's wanting to bless y'all beyond your wildest dream.
Right.
We're just getting started on the vision God's called
That's
us
right.
to do.
That's right.
We're just beginning. And y'all all a part of it. All a part of it. God has restored y'all's marriage. And I'm telling you, he's going to restore you and take you to a place that you never dreamed you could go. You'll love each other more than you've ever loved each other. You've desired to be a giver. And God's going to promote you where you can give beyond your wildest dreams. Amen. Every need you have will be met, more than enough. More than enough. But God says you are to look at y'all. Y'all are such a blessing.
Amen.
He is so pleased. So pleased.
Amen. Glory to God.
We'll reap our harvest when we start enjoying what God has already blessed us with. And I say enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. We give cheerfully. We harvest cheerfully. Amen? Instead of look, well, something out there. No. Enjoy what God has blessed you with.
Be thankful.
Harvest will fall on top of you.
Exactly. Joy of the Lord.
You got to be strong to harvest.
Yes. Yes. My barns are full.
Land of more than enough. More than enough.
Amen.
More than enough.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
It is just simply so we can do the work of the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
And be an example to the world of like, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
It's not about saying, look at how much I've got. Look how much God has blessed me.
No, not at all.
No. You just enjoy it.
Use it.
Because it's yours. So you've got 10 houses and 20 cars. God's given you that. Enjoy them.
Amen. Amen.
That's why a significant seed is something you give, is something you enjoy. That old pair of pants in your closet that don't fit anymore and you never liked anyway. And giving those is easy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy.
No, that's not giving. That's called cleaning out your closet.
Yeah. Woo!
Amen. So the more you enjoy, the more you have to give.
That's right.
Do you get that?
Yes.
The more you enjoy, the more you have to give.
Right.
That's right. You sow junk, you reap junk. That's why we got so much clutter in our houses right now.
Right. Right.
Clean it out.
Sow junk, get junk. Reap what you sow.
I mean.
Hallelujah.
Got to shake that stuff off. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
I've been, since the first of the year, I've been giving clothes away. When they get too big, I give them away. I've given probably 4 boxes of clothes. I didn't realize I had that many clothes. And now I'm down to not much. But I said, Lord, I've sold so many clothes. And last week, Miss Ann gave me a blouse. And you might think, well, a blouse is not a harvest. That was just the first blouse that got ripe.
There you go.
There are others coming.
That's right.
It's coming. You just got to sow and have faith that that harvest
absolutely
is coming.
Absolutely right.
I'm going to be quiet here in a minute. That reminds me of the story of Brother Jerry Savelle. And when he started in his ministry, he didn't have like 3 suits or something, or one suit. I think he had one suit. And a wool suit that he just wore all the time.
In Florida.
And, you know, he knew, if I sow, I'll reap. So he found somebody to give this suit to. Later on, now he got blessed back pretty quickly, I think, with 3 suits. But later on, somebody pulled a tractor trailer up to his ministry with 1,000 pairs of slacks in them. 1,000.
Wow.
If he started wearing one when he got them and wore just one pair a day. That's over 3 years of just wearing a brand new pair of slacks every day.
Yeah.
I don't wear slacks every day.
Praise God. That's right.
God's good.
Right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, has this been a Holy Ghost meeting or what? I don't know if it's over yet or not. Anyone else have anything? Amen. Right. Right. Yes. Yeah.
I pray for my family, my spiritual family, my physical family, my church family. But the important thing is I'm losing my time to go and get things, to go places I can get done.
Right. Yes, yes.
Because God knows the need. He knows what needs to be done.
Right.
Spirit.
Right.
On my part, and I lose my religion.
Absolutely.
And Dana, I'm like, I can put the clothes away, right, left, and sideways. And I have been getting clothes back just over and over and over, you know. I'm shrinking, so I need different clothes, you know? But I've been giving clothes away. I'm getting clothes back.
Yes.
You know? But God, He just blesses us so much. And there are things that I am believing for. And some of them I have been believing for longer than others. But I know that my immediatelys are right there. They are right there.
Yes.
And loosen my angels to go and bring those things back for others, then I'm opening the door wide open for those angels to bring things back for me that I
absolutely
need. So absolutely. It's just
sowing and reaping.
I feel so much more alive.
Yes.
I don't even know how to explain it. But I just feel more alive.
Right. Right.
Every day.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise God. Thank you, Judy. Well said and well done. Julie.
Virgil and I have been planning to build a house. For many, many, many years since before we got married. And I have known the promises of sowing and reaping. I've heard it all my life. I know it's in the Bible. I know it was there. But when we started coming to church here and we started getting fed more than we had been and actually started getting uplifted, and I sat down and I don't sit in front of a computer every day. I don't even have one. I do, but I haven't opened it in years. But I sat down with college ruled notebook paper and a pencil, and I started looking up scriptures in the Bible about prosperity and about wealth and riches and God giving and what in His promises for us. And I started writing them down with the intention I'm going to read these every day. By the time I finished writing them down and reading them for a few days, it was in me.
Yes.
It was in me.
Yes.
And you can't shake it.
That's good.
We are building the shop debt free.
Yeah.
And we know by faith that we are building this house debt
free. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. God's bigger. He's bigger than our debts. He's bigger than anything we'd ever have. Amen.
Y'all better get your next dream on the boards.
Yeah.
Is that so very clear? Because you're going to be in that house so quickly.
Yeah.
And when you step into that, it will not be a time to draw back and just get comfortable. You will enjoy that house. But be ready to keep charging.
Amen. That's the end of the word that God had for y'all at prayer a while ago. Celebration.
Have y'all got y'all another faith project yet? It built y'all a house, didn't it?
Amen.
Get y'all something else.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Keep it going. You know, there's a... I don't know why we stop doing what brings results. But sometimes we do. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Praise God. We do it with our words. And limit. It's time to loosen. Let go. Loosen, let go. Because they're with us all the time. And they're wanting to do things. If you could fly like an angel, wouldn't you want to do something? Yeah. Glory to God.
I mean, until like we can move at the light of the speed of light, which we will one day.
Yeah.
Until we do, let the angels do it for you.
Yeah, that's right. Right. They know where everything is anyway.
Yeah. You know, God doesn't live on the inside of them.
He lives inside.
So he created them so they can move fast enough to stay in his presence and then go do the work if they do.
Right. He's inside of us.
So we're not moving at the speed of light, but he's right here on the inside of us.
Yeah.
So we can stay in his presence and worship him constantly.
Glory to God.
While we do our work.
Praise God.
Tell me he didn't know what he was doing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's been a great day at Faith Outreach. Amen. 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 Amen.
I am thankful for today. Fully thankful. It will pale in comparison to what's coming for us.
Amen. 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 Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Whew. Well, anyone else? Virgil.
We've been listening to Brother Tracy's CDs from this year. And he talked about God is looking for somebody who would dare believe that the Word of God is true and to get hold of those things
and
become what God wants you to be. And we've also been listening to one of his series called Moving Things Out of Your Way or Getting Things Out of Your Way. And it is a great series. It's a 4-CD set. And he talks about that these things that we're talking about, they're not far off. You know, what's keeping them from us really is us.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Right.
And you put those things together, and I dare myself to answer the question, why not me?
Right.
Why not us?
Right.
Amen. And I dare you to dare yourself.
Amen. Why not? Why not me?
What's keeping it from being us?
Right. Absolutely, Bert. It's all such great truth.
Simply said, it's why are we not letting our light shine?
Right.
How bright can your light get?
Yeah.
It's a light of the Word of God.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
We've also been listening, watching a lot of preaching. But Bill Winston, the other night, he said, your rich inheritance comes in proportion to your new identity. So I think we all got new identities tonight.
Yes.
We're stepping up and we're stepping out. And that we've got the identity down in us that God wants to do this for us. He's
right.
Just waiting.
Right.
He says his eyes roam to and fro over the whole
right.
earth. Seeking who he can show himself strong to.
Right.
And if he don't show himself strong to the church, the world's not going to notice us.
That's right.
But if he shows up and shows out in my life, in your life, the world's going to take note.
Right.
And it's going to bring glory to him.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. It's not about me wanting this or you wanting that.
That's right.
God is all about that. He's so excited that we want this or that because our dreams come from him anyway.
Right.
But he is going to produce glory because when somebody walks in your house, you're going to say, this came from God. It came from God.
Yeah.
It was my, it God made it happen.
Right.
And we're all going to get to say that.
Yes.
And God's glory is just going to just, I mean, the great wealth transfer, we've been talking about that.
Yes.
We've heard that.
Yeah.
How is that going to get to me if I don't believe I'm
it won't.
Qualify for it? Or if I don't believe
right.
I am worthy of it?
Right.
Or if the devil says, well, what do you know? How do you qualify to ask for that? I qualify by the blood of
That's
Jesus.
That's right.
And I'm talking to me right now, tonight.
Yeah.
And it all brings glory to God. And Brother Jesse's newsletter this month. I don't know if y'all have read it, but please get it and read it. You can get it online, whatever. I can bring it, make copies. But he says, your everything is God's anything. And to ask. He's wanting us to ask.
Exactly.
And, you know, but amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory
I mean, it just shows the world. It shows the world how much He loves us,
Amen.
Right?
Just naturally,
right.
It lets them see, because
right.
God's love,
right? Amen.
You know, and they don't have eyes to see,
right?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this church have gave me a lot of gifts. But the greatest gift I can think of, one day Terry Lee Whitlock asked me, why you smile so much? I looked at him, honest as I could, I said, man, because I got Jesus in my heart. When I was out there, low, then I was in the back of B, I didn't have no reason to smile.
Right.
I could have had $50,000 in my pocket, but I was miserable.
Right.
But when I got Jesus in my heart, man, I don't know. Whether run, jump, or fly. Sometimes I think about doing all three. But I just thank God for being in my heart. Like I said, I'm like Miss Ann. I love to give.
Yeah.
But another thing, I love to give too.
Yeah.
And God put that in me.
Yeah.
And most of all, He put a spirit of praying in me. I will pray in Walmart, in the Penny Louvre, in the courthouse, in the White House, in the outhouse. God put that spirit in my heart. And it's just wonderful. It's amazing. And I know as long as I live by what He tells me to do, I'm going to be all right. And
Amen.
Everybody around me going to be all right.
Amen.
Because I'm going to keep on smiling and keep on praying.
Amen.
Well, you know, when you walk around enjoying life like that, you can come to church with a new hat on every Sunday.
That's right. That's right.
He's a blessed man.
Amen.
Because
He's
enjoys
blessed.
Life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Praise God. With attitudes and knowledge and understanding like this, I'm telling you, it's been said, faith outreach future is very, very bright. Can't tell me. You get a church full of love and full of faith and prosperity, people don't want to come. Because they want what you got if it's love and faith and they like to prosper. Who wants to be broke and busted and disgusted? Nobody in the right mind, but they think that's where they are. Well, this will wait till Wednesday night. Yeah, but it's right on line with what has been brought up by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I've learned how to be be blessed. I've learned how to be content with what I got. That's exactly what's been said here. So he can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's right. And my God meets all your needs. And partnership, Philippians 4. You got to partner with something or someone bigger than you. Of course, God is our ultimate partner. But as individuals, you partner just like with this right here. That's partnership. You give it this morning in tithes and offerings. That's partnership. Not only are you blessed back, but the church is blessed. Well, the church takes that, does what it has to do with it, and sows seeds with what's left over.
Amen.
So all that tonight was just marvelous in God's eyes and not my own. I tell you what, to be associated with a group of people like you that are so mature in the things of God, I'm telling you, y'all never satisfied. Y'all always wanting to go further and higher. Step out, step into, and step up into the things of God. And it don't matter who you are, if you can't rub two quarters together in your pocket, you start giving, start loving people, and obeying the Lord, He'll bless you. Coming in, going out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is all mine. Let's bless this. Come up here, baby. Let's bless this together. Hallelujah.
Here's your dollar.
Thank you. She gave me a dollar.
Don't spend it on one spot.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Father, as we lay our hands on this gift,
yes, God.
This offering.
Yes.
Lord, it came from people's hearts who want to do more, who want to serve you, be blessed. For the kingdom of God, to give, to receive, to sow, and to reap. You always, oh, glory to God, I don't want to even start it in that. But anyway, Lord, bless each one that gave tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We claim it back to them 100-fold.
Quickly.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
And that's more than just 100 times. Yeah. It's with uncertain outcome, with uncertain affinity. I mean, it's beyond mathematics. Father, we thank you for this. We receive it with joy and
yes,
gladness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for each one that gave and claim it back to them 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Did you say amen? I thought somebody said Jimmy. Am I hearing things? Is Ann probably saying Jimmy? You can have this. You may be right, Pete. Maybe right. Here you go, baby. Ann. Well, it has been good, and it's going to get better. I just had this little bit of a vision while ago as everyone was talking and the Lord coming back. Do you really think, and this is no reflection on anybody, but do you really think God is pleased to have all churches around the world and not full? Most of them not even half. Amen? So, the harvest is on the way. I'm telling you, He's going to get what He wants. Amen? And He wants people to come to Him. And that's what's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Live long and prosper. That's in Philip 66. Have you read that? Turn to Philip. It's not in your Bible. I'm sorry. Father, thank you for this night. God, thank you for these people. So excited, Lord God, about our future. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for our youth leaders who are wondering what's going on over here. Lord, bless them and bless our youth. They're the best. They'll never come behind in anything. They're going to have more than they ever thought and be excellent in everything that they do. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
Amen.
And I need to meet with the board for just a minute. And we'll just go to the conference room and get that done. So.